Hello and welcome everyone to episode 4 of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. I'm Costa, your host and editor, and we'll be doing things just slightly different going forward. Instead of giving you an episode every 1st and 15th, we are now going to be releasing the segments as they come in. So hopefully you should get more episodes, and they should be a little bit shorter in length. That's what the community wanted, and that's what we want to provide for you guys. I will also post segments together if they come in around the same time. So, for this episode, we're going to have the second half of Katie's interview with Riot and Flames from the prior episode. You'll need to bear with us just a little bit. Himmel was the one recording this, and he forgot to mute his mic, so you might hear him shifting around in his seat and typing. And then we have a good conversation between Kelly Boy, Vio, and Strikeback concerning Rocky Mountain. This first segment is a little over 8 minutes long, so you know how far you need to fast forward if you want to get to the segment about Rocky Mountain. Without further ado, I give you Katie.
So, Flames.
Yes, hi.
Okay, can we start that again? Flames, does the team need to grow to maintain the progress and vision of the game going forward?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would suggest that it does. I mean, we spoke about having, like Ryan mentioned a while ago, about having a sort of a third-party developer come on board. Definitely think that's worthwhile. There's an awful lot for Carl to do. He's pretty much at capacity, works silly amount of hours. So I would suggest, yeah, that we would probably need to grow the team by one developer.
And also, do you think Kyle should interact with the players more? Because on the game forum today, there's been a lot of players saying that he doesn't interact at all. Obviously, from what you just said, we know he's busy. But do you think in the future it's possible for it to change?
Yeah, it's a really tough one to answer, because obviously the answer is that he should probably talk as much as he can. But I guess it comes down to the fact that we've, you know, the team setup is really that we have to, as his moderation team, we have to work like a bit of a funnel to him with communication, I guess. That being said, I am convinced he reads almost every single thread in the game forum. He always seems to know what's just going on. Every time we come to him with something, he's read something on the subject. So I'm convinced that he's taking up a lot in terms of him. In terms of him communicating outbound. I guess nobody's ever going to sit here and say no, communication isn't good. So obviously the answer is yes, but I guess that has to have some balance, you know. We are there to do that. We are there to be the sort of like layer to try and get things summarized to him quickly. In terms of him doing outbound comms, though, I think that it probably is something that he tends. What we've seen him do is he tends to reserve those updates for like. Those communications for like bigger updates, and he's quite good at doing those, puts a lot of thought into them. Yeah, so in terms of communications, we typically see him doing like the bigger updates quite well, and he puts a lot of thought into that. But yeah, more is always better with that stuff. So.
Do you think Kyle?
Yeah, he has actually. So the last time that I asked him to do it, he was that was the one of the weekends he was away, I think. And but he did say he'd be up for doing it. And I haven't really asked him since then, but yeah, I think we could, but he seemed up for it. So yeah, we can ask him and see what he says.
Thank you. Can you do the first Russian roulette of the round soon to get rid of some of the super rankers with an R?
You know what will happen? We'll just get 6 bosses join. But yeah, we could probably start doing some. We did actually speak the other day about us having that. We sort of like put a restriction on ourselves at the start of the round anyway, but the whole community is ahead of us now, because I think we're all like Fug as our official rank. Yeah. How are you? God dang.
I'm not sure there's even 6 bosses in the game, though. I'm pretty sure everybody's held on at this point.
Yeah, so we probably could lift things down. That includes some Russian roulette.
Can I hop in real quick? Just to address the elephant in the room. Thanks for letting me know. We're filming, guys. All right, back to the question. The show goes on.
do the higher crowds give better XP?
I think what we know is that they are all the same. It basically reflects what it was before. So with the old crimes, so I imagine that there is some more XP on the higher crimes, but because Kyle just said it reflects the old model as well, so like the payouts and stuff like that as you get to the higher crimes.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he did say that in the forums publicly once, so we can probably say it. Yeah, it models the old crimes, which is that the higher ones get more.
Okay, so Riot, which feature surprises you the most that players do not utilise enough, whether it's to gain money or rank, excluding WAC, because Lord knows, friends talked about that enough on the last podcast.
Yeah, I'm always a big proponent of, you know, we can't talk about WAC. I was going to say, you know, I think if I was really going for the leaderboard, I would use that. I do see how, you know, WAC does need to be adjusted right now with the bodyguards and stuff like that to make it more viable option. And I don't think there's really any feature that players are underutilizing. I think that I see a lot of people doing missions and stuff, and I do wish that they would be more rewarding. I know a lot of players have talked about that, better payout, better experience, and stuff like that. They just never really got updated as things went on. I think once everything gets settled, you know, Kyle's been mapping out the game, where like features and stuff are going to go and how features are going to interact with each other. And I think once he gets that more set into stone on where he wants to go, then he better start balancing things like cash payout and experience payout. I know most people will not want to hear this, but I think some things should be nerfed a bit in terms of money and experience, just so that you can throw that money and experience and whatever into the missions. So I think it gives you a unique thing to do. You kind of incorporate a lot of different features of the game, you know, like crimes and jail busting and auto and stuff like that into, you know, these mission or the assignments. So I think, you know, rewarding those a little bit more, better off for the game.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's good. And last question, I'll ask you first, Flames. They'll marry or ban any of the other staff. Who would it be and why?
Oh, well, so I've got to pick one for all three options, or yes?
No, you've got to pick one each.
Oh, that's easy. Riot is my ultimate love, so I would marry Riot without any shadow of a doubt.
We are heterosexual life partners.
It was much dirtier when you said that before. And then everybody knows that I would whack strike back. Like, there's just something about him. I mean, like, he's just whackable. You know, like, some people are likable. He's whackable. So whatever the other option was.
Much dirtier last time you told me that.
Yeah. What was the other one? What am I doing today? For what's he doing?
You're banning Dave.
Right, yeah. I mean, he'd probably have to. He's got to, hasn't he?
Yeah, I have no choice.
Hopefully Riot doesn't
have.
Yes.
Who would you whack, BL, marry, or ban of any of the others?
Well, obviously, as I've mentioned, Joe and I are heterosexual life partners for life.
Mm-hmm.
So we would definitely be married. We'd probably mm-hmm. fight over what video games we're going to be playing. He likes his first-person shooters. I'm more of an RPG guy myself. Mm-hmm. That would probably lead to me whacking him, but... for fun's sake, I don't want to marry Dave, because I think between us, we have 27 kids. I have one kid. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to whack Dave, and then I'm going to BL marry strike back. Since we're both military or prior military, we can get more money for housing.
Oh, that's practical. I like it.
He knows what I'm talking about.
Wait, did you just marry both me and Strikeback?
No, he banned you because you would annoy him and not pick the same game.
Oh, wait. I did get this backwards.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I gotta ban you. Strikes Back's been doing too good. I'm sorry, Joe. It's
really?
Not me, it's you. Hey, look, now you can live out that dream to go on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Y'all's version of The Bachelor. Let's make that happen.
Brandon, you have the recording, right?
Yeah, it's like
11:30. Let's hope so. You can go, guys.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go cook dinner.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Speak to you all soon.
Yeah.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
And that'll wrap up Katie's second half of her interview with Flames and Riot. Always laughter to be had when you get Riot and Flames together. But moving on now, the second segment for this particular episode is Kellyboy and Vio sitting down with Strikeback with an in-depth discussion about Rocky Mount. So without further ado, I give you Kelly Boy.
So Strike, but thanks for joining. And I've also asked Via One, just because obviously she played the game a lot longer, being a bit of a help desk operator, she kind of probably answers a lot more questions than I hear or I would like to ask. But this segment, I want to talk about Rocky Mount as a state, because just a lot of people have got opinions a lot more negative than positive. So I just wanted a bit of more feedback from an actual mod of the game to understand what their thoughts are on Rocky Mount. So if I was a brand new player joining this game now and I asked you a question, can you answer exactly what is the purpose of Rocky Mount?
All right, look, Rocky Mount, how to explain? It's not a safe haven. It's actually designed to allow players to start playing on a slow pace and then gradually building it up. You'll see Rocky Mount isn't a place where you should be staying if you want to make some progress in the game. That's basically it.
Okay, so, but I'm a new player, so I go on game forum, I get chatting to people. Hey, can I do an OC, this, that, and the other? Yeah, of course, here's your invite, New Orleans. Well, wait a second, I can't travel because my protection will go if I get caught in New Orleans. So what's the point of doing this OC?
So you'll see when you are doing OCs in Rocky Mount, the payouts will be lower. And it's actually a decision players need to make. Do I want to have lower payouts or do I want to risk traveling out of state and get some decent payments? Well, basically,
which is totally understandable. But as a new player, you go in onto the city's page and you're seeing casinos and you're like, oh, okay. And you're seeing a max bet being 5 mil, 10 mil. You think, gee, I can earn a bit of money here. And then you sat in Rocky Mount thinking, but I can't earn any money. I can't do booze runs. I can't do missions. You know, no one is actually overseen in this state. So is there any point in it? A lot of people have said that it's used for people who want to kind of be safe in the game and not be shot. But then you just kind of sat there and you're bored, basically.
Well, if you want to stay in Rocky Mount and you want to be safe, I think, yeah, that's very possible. But the game is designed that way that it won't benefit your progress. So the only thing I can say about it is you have to move out of state if you want to make any sort of benefit or progress in the game. Staying there, being safe, sure, it adds up to a certain strategy, but at some point you lose your protection whenever you rank the boss or the other stuff.
I'm pretty sure the game is designed that we're going to go down the route of, we've mentioned it in previous kind of episodes, that we're going to go down the route of marketing the game. Well, one question for me would be, if you're going to market the game to get new players, let's just hypothetically say we get 100 brand new players in the next hour. We're not basically advertising the game in a good way if we're saying, I tell you what, sign up, but you have to stay in Rocky Mount if you want to be safe. Those players are going to say, no, I want to play, I want to earn some money. Well, then you need to travel. So then what's the point of Rocky Mount?
I actually kind of disagree with that. I think Rocky Mount is probably fine for new players. But in reality, how many new players are there in Rocky Mount compared to old players who has recently died? And I think that for the new players, it actually, like, Bootleggers is a pretty complicated game. There are a lot of features to get into, and you can actually do some of the first missions from Rocky Mount. And I think that, like, you have more than enough of the gameplay to experience in Rocky Mount to actually get a feel of the game. But at the same time, I don't really think that new players are at the risk of being shot. Especially, like, no one bothers to shoot scums except from Strikeback with his scum hunts. But
are you then saying basically that for a new player, there's no point in Rocky Mount because they're going to travel and because they're not going to be killed anyway, so there's no point in him sat there?
Kind of both. I don't think that it's needed with Rocky Mount for a new player. But at the same time, I guess it's nice for them to have, like, some sort of not safe haven, because that's not what it is, but like a soft launch into the game. But I think as someone who has recently been in Rocky Mount and who has also, like, within the last 2 weeks, I've both been shooting people who are, or so that they aren't able to get out of Rocky Mount, and also been trying to stay in Rocky Mount for a while. And I think that it's more complicated when it comes to players who know the game and who rank fast. I don't think Rocky Mount really has any purpose for those players.
Mm-hmm. So, but if I, again, going back to being a new player, Strike Back, if I was a brand new player and I've just come straight onto Bootleggers, surely somewhere in the game, whether it be the FAQs or the terms of the rules, etc., somewhere needs to explain the benefits of Rocky Mount for a new player. yet a lot of people say it doesn't because A, there isn't any new players. B, when someone gets killed, they know that they can rank to a certain amount and then shoot from there. C, if I am a new player, I can't actually see where on the game it tells me that Rocky Mount is a decent state to be in to be safe.
Well, if you take, for example, like every other game, and if you look at the build-up, it's always where you start somewhere low with no risks and less stuff to do. But as a new player, Rocky Mount would seem like the start of it all. Get comfortable with the game, travel out a bit, go back to the same state again, and experience the game in its in its total. And then if you go back to Rocky Mount, the risk of you being shot is extremely low if you're a new player. I think Vio can tell us. It takes a lot of work to actually find someone. If you want to shoot them, you got to be on their tails for quite a while, I think.
Do you mean that it takes a lot of time trailing them to ensure that they're not in Rocky Mount when you go to shoot them?
Yeah, well, if you want to shoot someone that is traveling out of Rocky Mount, you gotta tail them, and the chances you are going to shoot them are low. Not saying it's impossible, but it's more low than, say, you shoot someone with a high rank because you'll automatically find them, of course.
Yeah, but what players are these? Like, who? The only reason I was actually in Rocky Mount for half a day was because I emptied the crew bank right before we lost our capo, which, one, I don't think I should be able to do. I think there should be a cash gap in Rocky Mount. I had like 500 million.
It's only asking that just so people listening can see that there isn't an actual cash gap. Sorry.
That's
well, I do agree. The cash gap should be there. Now, if anyone that isn't really playing the game could be like cruise banker or anything, and it would take like a serious amount of time for us to find out if anyone is doing that. And basically, there is little consequence to that because we actually have to prove someone isn't playing and is staying there for like banking reasons or being a car holder and that kind of stuff. And that is extremely difficult.
Yeah, what, that's like, correct. How do you define that? Who, like, who's just a new player and who's holding police cars or whatever?
I was just going to say, one of the things that someone wrote on the forum in regards to the cars, because obviously there's a cap of 100 cars.
Yep.
Sure. Well, obviously, right. You may have seen Strikeback, but I think it was Osh99 that may have done it. He has found, I wouldn't say a loophole, but basically, if you've got 99 cars and then you travel out of Rocky Mount and agree to an escrow, let's say Vio agrees to escrow me 10 cars, and I agree to that outside of Rocky Mount and then travel back to Rocky Mount, I have the 109 cars. So people could just keep traveling out of escrowing cars and then traveling back to Rocky Mount.
Yeah, sure, that is a possibility. But then again, it's the fact they are not really playing the game. And this is something where we could actually step in and put a stop to that.
But as a new player, it doesn't tell me, where does it tell me in the game, like, visible enough to see that I'm not allowed to do that, or enough to say to me that Rocky Mount is a state where I shouldn't be doing that?
I honestly think that in that regard, like, us as HGOs, the staff has a lot of work to do in regards of, like, updating the FAQs and, like, making sure that people actually know how things work. I see that in the amount of tickets that I get on questions that I'm thinking, I know, and I know that most of the players who actively play, they know these things, but there should be somewhere very easy for them to actually figure it out, and we have a lot of work to do in regards to that.
Yeah, but one of the suggestions that a lot of people are saying is, and I had a quite a big gap in playing the game, a lot of people are saying, why not go back to the old protection service where you just got a 5-day timer with certain things that if you hit your protection timer then kind of went, which in essence, I know Rocky Mount does that, but it still gives you that bit of a safe haven. But another thing someone did mention, which I kind of find maybe it's a new aspect of the game, is that when bodyguards were introduced, they helped a lot of people in terms of not being shot. Although it did cost you, it does cost money. It kind of eliminates the chances of you being shot because of the bullets that it costs. So someone came up with a suggestion as, why doesn't every new player get a bodyguard, for example, assigned to them? This bodyguard travels with you all over the game. So I can do OCs in any state I want. I can do booze runs. However, there's more implications in terms of when my bodyguard is removed from me or sacked, etc. So if I do a booze run of more than 300, my bodyguard goes. What do you think about that?
Well, there should be definitely some more caps installed, in my opinion. That could be a possibility, but then again, only one bodyguard. If you are talking about the first one, that doesn't really add a lot of protection, if I'm correct. So basically, anyone could shoot right through them, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, for example, so the three bodyguards that are, we can kind of purchase now, so you've got Vinny, Ralph, and Franca. Maybe you just add a brand new one into the game, which is the first one that you receive when you become a new player. What this does is it means for the first 5 days, you cannot be shot because you've got this bodyguard. However, your bodyguard will be removed if you hit any of these caps and you add these new caps in, such as booze runs, holding cars, cash cap, you know, et cetera, et cetera. As soon as you hit one of them, that bodyguard is removed and you therefore have to now purchase another bodyguard because you've lapped that protection.
That's just basically going back to the old system where with a 5 day protection timer, there were like several triggers that would cause the protection being removed. So that would basically be the same with some new ways to lose protection.
So it's trying to find that medium of going, okay, well, if we do remove Rocky Mount, rather than just go back to the old protection, try and make it a bit of more in-game related by using the bodyguards, because you just introduced them anyway.
But is there, like, really, I'm at the point where I'm thinking, is there really a need for any of it? I feel like with the current bodyguard system, it costs you, I think, if you're scum and you're like you want to be shot, or an legendary godfather wants to shoot you, it costs 88,000 bullets, I think, with three bodyguards. If you're if you want to shoot a scum from legendary godfather, it costs you around 88,000 bullets. If you want to shoot a respectable boss from legendary godfather, it costs you 98,000 bullets. So there is like a 10k gap in bullets, which this is the part where all of it stops making sense to me, because the value of ranking from scum to our boss, except from having a capo and a crew, is almost gone. So it feels like there's missing some consistency there in the thought. I think honestly that the bodyguards shouldn't be allowed until you're maybe godfather or a higher rank, because like it honestly doesn't make any sense to have to spend that many bullets on shooting the lowest ranks in the game. And like, if you just listen to the words of it, it's a scum. How can a scum afford three bodyguards? Like, even from that point of view, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like, if you're a legendary godfather, yeah, it shouldn't cost you 88,000 to shoot a scum. Correct, because that's just ridiculous. But at the same time, a scum will not have the money of 5 million a day to pay for bodyguards.
But in reality, we do.
That's where you have to question yourself, where are these new players? Because the actual new players, and I'm aware of that, you guys can't see who's new and who's not new. Well, they actually don't have the money to run these bodyguards. And I can't agree more with you guys when you say it's out of balance for a bit, or maybe a lot. And I do agree in some way that third bodyguard shouldn't be available. Let's say it comes only available around dawn. That would be something I'd like to see in the future. And I do think we asked for Kyle to make the third bodyguard a little bit more expensive, so it balances out a little bit more. So that was basically a suggestion, but hasn't been pushed through yet. I'm not sure.
The bodyguards be kind of like the crimes, where you open up a new bodyguard each rank you get. So they start from boss, and then, you know, respectable boss, you can get another one, and godfather, you can get another one.
I think that makes sense. That's a good idea.
So it gives you that more incentive of, I've got to boss, right, I need to now rank, to get to godfather, because that gives me an extra protection of 50,000 bullets from a shooter to me.
That would make sense. I agree. It's the same with progress in stealing cars. The higher your rank is, the easier it will go. So that would basically follow the same sequence in the game. So if you reach a higher level, you gain some benefits. So that would make sense.
Yeah, because it makes massive sense, because like Vio said, like, a scum shouldn't be able to afford 5 million a day. But if you're in the right crew and know the right people, I'm protected from the day one that I re-sign back up, because I can easily just get, you know, 50 mil, which covers me for 10 days. Within those 10 days, I'm protected with three bodyguards, which is going to cost you 80,000 to shoot. No one's really going to do that. So I'm effectively, I am protected without even Rocky Mount.
Well, no one's going to shoot. Last week, with shooting between the royal family and the Untouchables, we've seen a drop of around 12 bill, I think it was. So shooting actually would make sense if you want to hurt someone. This is the way you got to do it. And then you would, that would mean like their lowest ranks won't be able to afford that protection. But it takes a crew to shoot another crew, and that's another discussion we'll have to make.
But I just think that a lot of people are saying, I've not heard as many positives about Rocky Mount than I have heard negatives, which makes me therefore say an average of 300 people online a day, maybe as an average, how many of them are actually new players? If you're going to say 5%, which is what, 15 people? So we've generated a brand new state with all these rules and regulations that effectively 15 people, because the other 285 people that are not new know how to get around being
but I guess we're at a state on bootleggers now, and that's what Flames has been saying in the buzzcast before too, that we are at a state where new things are being tested. We are at a stage where there needs to be adjustments and there are new features being added. So I think like it's okay that it's not perfect at the moment. Of course, it's frustrating for those of us who put a lot of time in at the moment. But I think these discussions are like really nice and constructive to have, so that we actually like discuss the different topics and the different features. Because I think also that the, at least how I've understood it, that Kyle and the staff is interested in hearing our feedback and actually like making adjustments, and that they also see that there are adjustments needed.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with the fact that I think Rocky Mount should stay. I think it makes sense that you start in a specific state. I just think that there's not enough about the actual state and the caps, etc., that warrants it to be worth kind of like talking about enough, if that makes sense. I'd rather new things happen within the state, new caps added for us to go, do you know what, I like this state now, it's doing well. Whereas now, all we're constantly doing is just getting negativity. You more than ever probably via receiving numerous help desk tickets left, right and centre complaining about, you know, the actual state itself. And you were right on the forums about it, and people just constantly say, it's pointless, get rid of it, it's pointless, get rid of it. And we know these are people that are very wealthy, that well connected with other crews, that just don't see the point in it because they know how to play the game. But initially, it's for new players. So
yeah, but there is, like, I think you mentioned earlier that the timer that they had before, the protection timer, we tested that and it didn't quite work. It's difficult because you have to look at it from a lot of different people's perspectives. You have the perspectives of the new players, which maybe Rocky Mount works for, or maybe it's not relevant for. Then you have the perspective of those who are shooting, and like say someone is at war, like the Untouchables and the royal family. Like you have the perspective of those who are shooting and those who are being shot, and the start of the game or reviving a character at Scum needs to have some sort of balance so that you actually have a fair chance of fighting back, while it shouldn't give you too much of a chance of fighting back, because that would be unfair for the people who are shooting. So it is a very difficult to probably hit all the, or meet all the requirements for all the different people.
Well, without giving too much away, can you maybe tell the viewers kind of like pros that you took out of Rocky Mount when going through the war? Some players can actually understand how Rocky Mount benefits players who have been shot or new players.
I think, honestly, I was there for 5 hours while I was holding the cash from the crew bank. Other than that, I didn't really use it. Much more beneficial for a low rank to travel between New Orleans and Detroit, or even New Orleans and, no, kind of just New Orleans and Detroit. Only two states that make sense at the moment.
So for new players that potentially may be listening in, what you're saying is about New Orleans and Detroit is the booze run, the profit that's there.
At an early time, you can't carry that much booze. So I guess it's better than nothing, but probably like at least New Orleans is the most valuable city because of the drink. And you get the same. You can only drink one place, so you can't go between New Orleans and Rocky Mount and have like the double amount of drinks. So like I literally just traveled for missions, but other than that, stayed in Rocky Mount. No, in New Orleans, sorry.
So the only... let's say between Scum and maybe Assassin, you wouldn't really be using booze runs anyway, because you're not going to make a big dent in your bank.
I have exactly what we talked about earlier. I have the benefit that I actually had cash stored away. I like obviously had a bit of cash on hand, so I just used bodyguards, and I was like, well, if TU wants to shoot me and waste 80k bullets on a scum,
yep.
go for it. I'll rank back up in an hour.
That's the point where Rocky Mount does make sense. If let's say there are new players that can afford these bodyguards and that can afford being shot over and over again, they sure they can travel between New Orleans and Detroit and get the most out of it, get some
but
quick
no
cash.
One shoots a new player.
No, but I can imagine they all get scared. They see these shootings happening. Like, oh shit, I'm going to get shot. Well, then Rocky Mount could become like a little bit of a safe spot where you know you won't be dead in the morning.
That's true. And I did use it for that too, or for as long as I could, like half a night.
I was just going to say, because a new player could listen to this this chat that we're having now and realize, wait a minute, I could be very sneaky here, be an actual new player and travel all over and not stay in Rocky Mount because someone won't search for me because they may think I'm not a new player. I've got three bodyguards and it's going to cost you £80,000 to kill me.
Unless you are Ben and you are creating game forms that are public that don't make sense, then someone is
every new player is Ben here.
Yeah, that's a keeper.
But what I'm trying to get at is, out of the chat in terms of Rocky Mount, is to try and explain to people that, yes, if you're a quick ranker and you can get up to respectable boss, godfather quite quickly to benefit from booze runs, then it makes sense leaving Rocky Mount. But if you're a new player, the only benefits of leaving Rocky Mount would be an OC and missions, correct?
Sure. OCs, missions, getting some quick cash.
As a new player, Vio, if I'm thug, there's no point in doing booze runs anyway. I'm not going to make a big dent in my bank account to warrant that. So effectively, I may as well just cancel out racket, booze runs. There's no point in thinking about jail bus because no one's in the state anyway. So the only reason I should really leave is because of missions and OCs.
Honestly, I think the Rocky Mount jail is pretty cozy. It's like, if you get wiped as a crew in the beginning, everyone is hanging out in jail together, very pleasant, and you find other people, like people from Pinozzi who has been wiped as well, and I'm like, hey dudes, we're all scums together.
But it's news to me that they were wiped.
Oh yeah, sure it was.
But yeah, I mean, as I said, what I'm trying to say is that I think we're all in agreement that we need to find the balance of saying to players who have been on the game for a long period of time that, you know, Rocky Mount is kind of like a work in progress. It's got this meaning behind it, and we just need feedback to ensure that it gets to where it needs to be, because once we do start marketing the game, new players come in, it makes sense. But I think we're all in agreement again that it's somewhere along the line, the rules, FAQs, help desk, terms of service all need changing to let people know exactly what Rocky Mount is.
Yeah, that's correct.
Better, and players understood it like in a better way and probably used it differently, but now it's been around for like quite a while. And well, these players on this game, they are inventors, man. They see things, they try stuff. They always search for other opportunities that benefits them most. So it's just a matter of time. If anything gets changed, they'll probably find a new workaround in any way.
What caps would you add strike back then to Rocky Mount?
I need to tell this from a moderator perspective, because honestly, my playing days, that's like from April this year. So it's been quite a while, but I definitely say there needs to be a cash cap. I also think there should be like a travel cap. If you travel out too much, you lose your protection. The bullet cap, that should stay definitely. And probably the cars, but GTA is a thing that's going to be overhauled. And it's not a secret that Kyle is trying to make cars less important in the game. So basically that.
Well, what about maybe like disabling escrow kind of in Rocky Mountain, so it eliminates that whole point that we just made about having 99 cars and being able to escrow whilst out and then bringing the cars back into the state?
I think the old concept of cars, yeah, for now they are around, but I think we slowly need to let it, because the update, if it's coming like Kyle announced it to us, then that's going to be something completely different where cars are used in a different way and they won't be as hard as they are now. But that's just a matter of time though.
Is that update then for the overall game, will that have any benefits or not so benefits, shall we say, for Rocky Mount?
Then it will serve a complete new purpose, I suppose. At least I hope. it would serve a purpose after the new update.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because one thing that maybe the update could do is obviously people could travel now, let's say from Rocky Mount and do a booze run and then head back. Whereas maybe you can turn around and say that whilst you're under protection in Rocky Mount, you only have access to a car that you can travel for every 2 hours. So it's at your own risk of traveling because you're going to be out of date for a longer period of time.
Yeah, that should be a good idea too. If you want to run around with duties or police cars, yeah, I think then you're after the big money or the bigger money. And potentially, if you keep doing it, you'll probably lose protection soon enough, I think. Because anyway, I think Rocky Mount isn't designed for the fast rankers. It's like something for slow or new players, I think.
Makes sense to me. So I think we've got a lot out of the chat in terms of what players were kind of asking for on the game in terms of saying it's a pointless state. I think I just wanted to kind of confirm from you, Strikeback, being a moderator and you, Vio, in terms of help desk, what you received, that it isn't a pointless state. It's a state that's progression and will be for quite some time until we get the balance right with new updates that are going to be coming in the game every so often.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think right now, Rocky Mount serves like new players, low ranked players who aren't as familiar with the game, but it's not well balanced when it comes to seasoned players.
I agree. Well, Strikeback, I think your aim then is to report back to Kyle or do it yourself, but please kind of make it visible on the game for new players to kind of know what Rocky Mount is and what it's about, and have those new caps to ensure that it becomes balanced when we kind of release the new GTA update, etc.
Well, I'll pass on the message, and these things are kind of the stuff we discuss with the moderator group, and the best ideas or the best suggestions, they go to Kyle, and then it's up to him what he decides. But this kind of feedback that we get is actually being used, so if that can give you some comfort, feedback is used and we do pass it on.
Yeah, I think this chat was just more a case of understanding for myself how the state works and how it's going to progress from obviously two players within the game that are part of the staff, shall we say. So obviously new players listening in kind of understand what the state's about. But yeah, I appreciate your time, both of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great evening.
All right, and that's going to wrap up this episode of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. If anyone has any suggestions, comments, or concerns, feel free to make a game forum post or post in this episode's thread. If anyone has any questions about joining the Buzzcast team, reach out to Vio at your earliest convenience. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Until next time, I'm Coasty, and I'm out of here.